Dear friends, today we have with us India's 2022 Barista Championship winner, Mithilesh Wazalwar. And Mithilesh is currently in Melbourne, Australia for the World Barista Championship. So everyone here, and especially those who are coffee lovers, let's speak to Mithilesh. Mithilesh, to begin with, first tell us a bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Mithilesh Wazalwar. I am from India. I'm a coffee Q grader and I run a company in India called Corridor 7 Coffee Roasters. It's a roasting company and we have cafes in India. So I'm a professional coffee taster and I'm India's 2022 Indian Barista Champion. And I am representing India at the World Coffee Championships happening in the city of Melbourne, which I call as a second home. I love the city. So it's in Melbourne and over 70 countries are participating in this. So this is the first time that I'm competing in this and certainly not the last. I got into coffee 7 years back and since then it's been a really beautiful journey. Before that, I was doing my chartered accountancy and I quit my finance background and got into coffee professionally.
Mithilesh, tell us a bit about the championship in India and how did it feel to actually win the Indian Barista Championship?
It was my dream. It was a magical moment when I won it. I had always been dreaming about it. So I went all the way to Dubai to get trained from international coaches. So I got trained there for 10 days before my National Barista Championship. And I'm relatively new to the championship circuit. It's just been hardly 2 months that I'm into this. But I've learned a lot. There's a lot that I've earned as a respect and achieved in terms of knowledge and growth, understanding myself better, understanding my weaknesses better, understanding my strengths better. So it's great to represent India. And all I can pray and hope is that I give my best a representation that is possible from my side at the global level. So it feels great. The amount of support and the kind of backing in terms of words, in terms of just people sending messages and calls has been amazing.
Mithilesh, can you also tell us a bit about the World Barista Championship that's about to begin in Melbourne on the 27th?
The World Coffee Championships, if I want to put it in one line, you get 15 minutes to present your coffee. So it's kind of a presentation, but you are being judged by seven judges who are really experienced in their field. And 4 sensory judges who will taste a coffee, 1 head judge who will also taste the coffee at the same time, look at your presentation, and 2 technical judges who will be scoring in terms of your workflow, your way of conducting things at the bar, cleaning and everything. So it's one of the most toughest competitions I have known. So I have been a badminton player. I've been a national level badminton player, and I would say, if I want to put it in one word, it's like how in sports it's Olympics. That's how it is in coffee, and coffee is now being treated as a sport very much so. I was also India's first AeroPress coffee champion back in 2017. So yeah, and also Q grading that I mentioned, I did that in Melbourne back in 2017 also. So at the coffee championship, you'll see the best of the coffees and best of the performers presenting their coffee and their concept. I believe my concept is really strong and I do believe my coffee is also good. So fingers crossed for all that.
Now, Mithilesh, a lot of people love their coffees, but how did you actually get into coffee in this way, getting into it professionally? How did that happen?
I got into coffee back in 2015 when, again, I traveled to Melbourne for a CA tie-up and I ended up doing a short 2-day coffee course, which was just touching the espresso machine and playing with the coffee and the grinder and all those things. But I met a lot of roasters, a lot of Q graders and amazing people in this industry in Melbourne. So got a lot to give back to the city. I always call it as my second home. But that's how I got into coffee, and my brand back in India, Corridor 7, is gradually expanding. So I'm happy about that. There's a lot to come. But right now, just focusing on my championships and my 30 minutes, my 15 minutes of my run.